From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andy Humphrey. MU announced today that its School of Medicine dean has resigned after less than a year on the job. The Columbia Missourian reports Patrice Delafontaine will resign effective immediately. Chancellor R. Broen Lofton did not say why Delafontaine had resigned. Delafontaine became dean on December 1st. Lofton also announced James Stannard, chairman of the Department of Orthopedic Surgery, will take over as interim dean. He also said he is planning to restore the position of Executive Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs to improve the system's structure. Delafontaine was Chief of Cardiology at Tulane University before coming to MU. Megabus riders have launched a petition in protest against the company's decision to stop offering services to Columbia and Kansas City effective October 1st. David Wallace is a bus rider and the creator and lead promoter of the petition.
I started the petition because I believe there's a large contingency of students and residents in Columbia, Missouri and Kansas City, Missouri who use the Megabus frequently, and it's an important part of their daily lives.
In an email sent to all Megabus customers, the company apologized for the cancellations, saying, quote, "Customer demand has been declining, which Megabus.com continued to monitor with the hopes it would turn around, but sadly it did not," end quote. The company says customers who bought tickets for services scheduled after September 30th will be given a full refund within 3 to 5 business days. Former CIA attorney John Rizzo spoke at Westminster College in Fulton today. Rizzo is one of many global experts featured in Westminster's 10th annual Hancock Symposium. The 3-day lecture series Security versus Liberty discusses the conflict of protecting citizens without infringing on their individual rights. Rob Kraus, Director of Media and Public Relations, explained the unique nature of the event.
We take 2 days and suspend classes for those 2 days so that the entire Westminster community, faculty, staff, students, can come together to learn about a global topic.
Secretary of Homeland Security Jay Johnson will wrap up the symposium tomorrow with a lecture. Other exciting speakers include investigative journalists, FBI special agents, and state senators. A Missouri state audit found the Department of Revenue is holding at least $20 million in cash bonds from closed businesses. State Auditor Nicole Galloway says Missouri law requires the department to return the bonds to retail businesses that have complied with their sales tax licenses for 2 years.
When a closed business asks for a refund, they will get that. They will process that refund, but they do not actively seek out these businesses that are in compliance to get their money back to them. And I find I have an issue with that.
Galloway says some of the bonds date all the way back to 1980. She also says $20 million is a low estimate because it doesn't include the number of bonds held from open businesses. The spokeswoman from the Department of Revenue was unavailable for an interview to comment. Two local agencies will get more than $4,000 to continue programs that work to prevent homelessness in the veteran populations of mid-Missouri. Rebecca Smith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk reports.
These funds come from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs, Supportive Services for Veteran Families Program. Sarah Grimm is the Chief Executive Officer for Welcome Home Incorporated, which was awarded $190,000. Phoenix Health Programs will receive more than $211,000, and Grimm says the grant money will help Welcome Home continue to serve nearly 60 low-income individuals, including veterans and their families, and help them pay their rent and afford their utility deposits each year.
95% of the individual veterans and their families that we work with on this side of the equation, which is, you know, prevention and keeping them in a home situation, 95% of those individuals served remain in their home and have that same outcome 6 months later.
Grimm says these funds for preventative work helps ensure that Welcome Home doesn't see an influx of homeless veterans in their shelter. Stephen Gaither is the spokesperson for the Truman Veterans Hospital, and he says the number of homeless veterans has gone down dramatically over the last 5 to 6 years.
All of these programs have the same goal, and that is to reduce and eventually eliminate homelessness in the veteran population.
These funds will allow supportive services to continue for the next fiscal year, which begins next month. From the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Rebecca Smith.
13 additional voters have turned up in the controversial Business Loop Community Improvement District. KBIA's Christopher Husted reports.
The Business Loop Community Improvement District has been criticized for gerrymandering to exclude all voters. In doing so, property owners in the district would be able to levy a sales tax increase of a half cent without voter approval. KBIA reviewed registered voter data from the Boone County Clerk's Office and identified 13 voters in addition to the one previously found. That means 14 voters live in the district and can vote on a sales tax. Boone County Clerk Wendy Norn says addresses within two parcels of the district didn't match up.
The parcel is in the district, okay? The address provided to me for that parcel was incorrect.
The SID board recently postponed a sales tax vote. The revenue from the tax would go toward beautification and safety improvements along the business loop. Christopher Husted, KBIA News.
Pro-life advocates are attacking the University of Missouri for what they claim is a cozy relationship with a Planned Parenthood clinic in Columbia. The accusation came today during a hearing conducted by a state Senate committee that's looking into Planned Parenthood's operations in Missouri. In response, Susan Gibson from the National Organization for Women told the committee that she wished the Missouri Senate had the same level of outrage over, quote, sexual predators within the legislature and over unrest in Ferguson. I'm Andy Humphrey, KBIA News, Columbia.